Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It is Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. Hope you all are doing well in this fine, sunny Tuesday morning. Obviously, another loss for the Yankees last night. That's now four straight losses, which has them two games back of the Tampa Bay Rays, who just will not lose. Yesterday on the watch party, we were, you know, doing our thing, watching the Yankee game, of course. On my iPad, I had the Rays Blue Jays, and like that. That was a poor snap. Like that. Rays up 3-0. They go on to win 7-3. And yeah, we're down two games in the American League East now, chat. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to win tonight and take care of business. It's time to get back on track. Not to be all hype speech mode or nothing. And if I were to take last night's and spin it narratively, which allow me to do real quick, hey, Yankees can't beat bad teams either right now. They're just in a little bit of a slump. And that pertains to many things, which we're going to get into today. We're going to do the five biggest concerns with the Yankees right now. Now, I'm not going to pretend to be concerned really in the slightest. I'm more so just frustrated, or at least I was last night. But as for being worried about a skid, I'm not. I'm not. This skid, at least, I'm not. Now, I know how this can spin quickly into a potential swoon, which I get. We talked about it yesterday. I think many Yankee fans are waiting for the shoe to drop, which, you know, I 100% understand. So, you know, I think we're a little bit touchy when we see the team start to falter a little bit. And that's what they've been doing for many different reasons. And I guess with that said, let's just get right into it. Click like on the stream if you do not mind. Of course, we're also available on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that. Also, we'll be announcing the t-shirt giveaway winner from yesterday's show. And we'll do that again here today. Any comment, just nothing, no terms aside, just give me a Yankee-related comment and we'll do a random comment to be selected to win the giveaway. Anyways, yeah, Yanks dropped their fourth straight last night. Not going to touch too much on the actual loss itself because it's going to pertain into our main meat and potatoes of today, which is the five biggest concerns. But obviously, the Yankees are failing to capitalize offensively. Their bullpen is really beginning to falter. And last night, Brent Hedrick was a part of that. Now, first things first, right out the gate, I'm not going to give him any shit whatsoever. Obviously, he's been terrific all year long. Last night just had, unfortunately, comes in after Ryan Weathers, who was brilliant. We'll talk about him, but gives up the go-ahead three-run shot, and that's what the score would stand at. 3-2 come the ninth inning. We got a little bit of a tease with McMahon and his fly ball to right field, which I said on the stream last night, probably like the longest bit of hang time I've ever seen on a fly ball. Ultimate tease that was. I thought it was going to end up tying the game or at least had a chance. Tyler O'Neill ends up making a nice little leaping catch at the wall. Yankees lose 3-2. We've kind of already gone over everything to do with that. We'll touch on Ryan Weathers in a bit. But yeah, let's get into the main meat and potatoes here, chat, which is our five biggest concerns right now. And a key phrase here is right now, not, well, actually, no, I shouldn't say that. There's some things that are very much an issue long-term and things that we've discussed, which I guess we might as well just get into this right now. I know we've harped on it a billion times, but we're going to continue to, and that is the bullpen is, especially as of late, beginning to struggle big time. And that was not so much the case. We actually still are towards the top of the league in bullpen ERA, but truly for a good while. And Brent Hedrick, shout out to him because he's been a big part of this, and I'm not sure if... Well, I don't want to say this. Yesterday, I mean, pitchers can have bad games. That's whatever. But at some point, we might start to suffer some repercussions of using him so much. He's been the most used reliever in baseball. The Yankees have had to go to him. They've had to go to Cruz a lot. They've had to go to Tim Hill. And a big part of this is the lack of depth, obviously. We've talked about that at great length by now. And, you know, there's many different facets of this. You have the fact that the Yankees have two different long men in the bullpen right now. You have Paul Blackburn, who's done a pretty decent job, and Ryan Yarbrough, who I like. But ultimately, he feels like a ghost body out there. The Yankees could really use, which I know we've talked this a million times, but again, we'll continue to. It's time to get Carlos LeGrande up here. Time to get Yovani Cruz up here. Or even make some sort of a, you know, not a panic deal per se. Because again, this is something we've known for months now. That the Yankees bullpen was not good enough. And that's what we said about the Milwaukee series. It's like, well, what got exposed? The bullpen depth? I mean, or the bullpen in general? I don't think so. We already were aware of that. Even like a little, like when the Yankees acquired Wandy Peralta, right around this time during the 2021 season, a little like waiver wire deal or something along those lines. Bottom line is you got to get somebody else in here, and that would probably come at, Ryan Yarbrough's roster spot would probably be a casualty of that, but that's just, you know, not show friends, it's show biz. I like Ryan Yarbrough, but ultimately, you don't need two lawmen right now, and the reason Yarbrough was brought in essentially was because of the Yankees' early concerns injury-wise with their starting rotation. That obviously is no longer the case. And you're going to get Cole back in a few weeks. So I have to imagine Yarbrough's roster spot is in jeopardy already in a few weeks. And this is nothing against him. It's more so the Yankees need an extra body right now. They need an extra arm to be able to go to in big spots and not just have to continually rely on Brent Hedrick. I'm not going to blame yesterday on him or, you know, the overusage just yet. But at some point, we can have that conversation. He's been used like crazy, as have many other guys. And part of that is because of Kamilla Duvall, which Kamilla Duvall had a scoreless inning yesterday. That was important. And I said on the stream, I appreciate a job well done. He had to maintain a one-run deficit, and he did do that. So shout out in that case to Kamilla Duvall. Maybe we'll touch a little bit more on him later, but I mean, we'll probably shout him out because we're going to do like some positive takeaways from last night too. Spoiler, his scoreless inning is one of them. There's your Kamilla Duvall line. But because the Yankees can't consistently rely on him, they have to go to other guys. They have to keep going to Hedrick. They have to keep going to Fernando Cruz. And that's just an issue, one, because you're overusing him. But two, like, we just need Kamilla Duvall to be good. The bullpen was already an issue while not assuming Duvall would be, you know, locked down. But at the very least, you didn't think he'd be as unreliable as he's been. Now, maybe you did think that based off the way last year went. Kamilla Duvall does have a track record of being really good. I figured, you know, there'd be times where he would struggle, times where he's looked at least locked in for a relative consistent period of time. We haven't really gotten that. We've gotten, like, one good outing where he looks terrific. And, you know, opening first game against San Francisco, no matter how great he looked, it's like, yo, Duvall, that was the biggest W out of last night. He looked amazing. And then the next game, he looks like crap. And then same thing. It's, you know, looks good, looks bad, looks good. That's been obviously a major issue so far with this team that already had an issue in the bullpen. And Kamilla Duvall being ineffective for the most part has certainly contributed to all that. So, you know, with the bullpen, we knew it was an issue. It continues to be an issue. But more so, it's actually starting to be an issue now. Because for a good while during our good stretch of baseball that we were playing, which, you know, it's only a four-game losing streak. It's crazy how quick baseball can change. All of a sudden, you know, we're talking about, I have a stream titled The Five Biggest Concerns right now after we were balling out a week ago. That's how quickly things can change. And that also applies very much so to relievers. They are very, you know, the turnaround is quick from good to bad or bad to good. Like, you can emerge quick as a weapon like Brent Hedrick has, or you can go from being one of the, you know, more dominant relievers in the league to taking a step back to where Kamilla Duvall is, which is an ERA well over five. So that we know, the bullpen remains a concern. I don't want to touch too much more on that because it's like a thing where, what is there actually to say? Like, we know the bullpen is an issue. It's been an issue, and it's showing itself as an issue. How do you fix that? You got to get somebody up. You got to have either LeGrand Hay up now or Yovani Cruz, whoever it may be, or make a little move to shore up this bullpen because, you know, it is starting to cost us a little bit of games. Now, with that said, I do not blame yesterday's loss on the bullpen. I blame it on the offense. And I think it's time to discuss another concern. This is concern number two, which is something that we didn't necessarily expect, maybe out of one of these two guys, but at the very least, and those two guys are Jazz Chisholm Jr. and Austin Wells. Wells, we discussed at great length yesterday, and boy, oh boy, more fuel to the fire with yesterday's loss. He just looks lost at the plate. Both of them do right now, which is very unfortunate. You know, at least with Jazz especially, which we'll touch more on Jazz here today. Also, I think there were some rumblings. I haven't heard this confirmed, but apparently he didn't talk to the media last night. That's something totally separate. Jazz off the field has bothered me with many things. On the field, though, I anticipate at some point he would start to hit. And he was for a bit. Like, when he had the homer in Fenway and, you know, a couple homers to follow that week, he was starting to hit a little bit. Had, like, a 900 OPS in the span of, you know, seven or eight games. Well, all of a sudden, it's not even so much about the actual results because, you know, you can have hard hit outs, you could have some bad luck, and the stats don't show that. But, Jazz's at-bats have looked putrid lately, and yesterday was the worst example of it. 0 for 4 with three strikeouts, and the main one being striking out with a runner on third base and just one out in the sixth. And the at-bat just was non-competitive. And, you know, we touched on it briefly yesterday in regards to the series finale against Milwaukee where Jazz came up late and he was still in the midst of his little scuffle. And it was against the lefty Aaron Ashby, who's just nasty. And we posed the question of the Yankees should possibly consider pinch hitting for Jazz late against lefties with Rosario. Well, nonetheless, whether it's that or just, I'd say, I don't think Jazz is going to play tonight. I don't think he should play tonight, and he probably needs a couple days. We got to get Ahmed Rosario back in the mix. We'll touch more on that in just a moment. But Jazz now hitting, he's hitting 201 on the season, OPS down to 603, just four homers, 14 ribs, does have 11 stolen bases, but obviously 50-50 is not going to be happening. Not that anybody ever thought it would be happening. And that didn't bother me all that much with Jazz and his, like, you know, preseason proclamations about what he was going to be. I don't like the idea of one good year, which was a good year. Hit 30-30 last year, OPS over 800, was at times a really good player for the Yankees. And then after one good year, his first, like, real full complete year, he's coming out and asking for, what was it, $35 million over 10 to 12 years? I mean, I'm not even sure, you know, me and Biebs and Max, really, they were standing, but I happened to see it, talking about, is Jazz just going to get, like, maybe a qualifying offer this year and that be it? I don't think I want to give him that, to be honest. Actually, I'm quite sure I don't, but bottom line is he's nowhere near the value as of right now, in his walk year that he thought he was going to be headed towards, which was, again, a contract over $300 million. He'll be lucky if he even gets $100 million at this rate, let alone $50. I don't know. But Jazz, nonetheless, forget all that. He is costing the Yankees games right now. And not just to pick on him, there's been some other issues as well, Jazz and Wells being the main two. Some more notes on Jazz real quick, and then I have something else to say. But he's hitting 159 with runners in scoring position this year. And last year, while it was a great season, he hit just 208 last year. So, like, there are some things with Jazz that, you know, even when he's doing things well, like a good year last year, can concern you. And he's, never been good with runners in scoring position. And in case last night, we were just asking him to get out via a deep enough fly ball to score the runner on third base. Had he done that, obviously it could have been a different ball game. And that's where the Yankees offense has really faltered as of late. And Jazz is a big part of that. Austin Wells, we discussed, a big part of that as well. Talked a lot about yesterday the possibility of getting maybe Ryan Jeffers at the deadline from the Twins. Could really use, at the very least, a platoon option against lefties. And tonight's lineup we're going to get into is going to be interesting because it's Trevor Rogers in the bump for Baltimore. Anyways, Wells now 0-for-3 yesterday, just totally weak at bats. Didn't strike out, but was just, I mean, they were very ineffective. Or first pitch pop-outs. Like, it's just not good right now for Wells. And he's now at a 177 batting average. The OBP that we are at least complimenting that he's not hitting, but his OBP was in a good spot. Not so much anymore. It's in the low 300s. OPS is sub 600. Just three homers, five ribs, 2-for-20 with runners in scoring position. And as we've mentioned, he's been abysmal against left-handed pitching. So we won't go too much more into Wells today because we talked about him a lot yesterday, but obviously that remains a concern. Or just, whether it be concern with some of these guys, and Wells, I think, is certainly there, and Jazz is getting there too, but concern slash issue. Right now, this is why, part and why the Yankees are losing games, and it's a couple black holes in the lineup, and Jazz and Wells. Also, Trent Grisham does need to start hitting. Now, with that said, he's not in the same tier of at-bat as Austin Wells and Jazz is. And I think even those who are against the idea of bringing Grisham back aren't the biggest Grisham fans. Obviously, I am a supporter of Trent Grisham, although I will be fair, if come year's end he's hitting 174, I will say that was an unsuccessful contract bringing him back. With all that said, though, it's a totally different tier of at-bat. He is not, like, he still puts up a competitive bat. If he was up, runner on third, one out, not a guarantee he gets the runner in, but I still feel better about his chances of doing so. He did have a walk yesterday, scored the run on the Rice homer. Grisham needs to be better, and he's hitting leadoff, which you guys know comes Stanton's return, which we'll touch on in a moment, whenever that is. I would like Ben Rice to lead off. But in the meantime, Grisham there, it makes sense. There's no one else to put at leadoff, at least against right-handed pitching. Somebody mentioned Bellinger yesterday. No, Bellinger's got to protect Judge. If Bellinger's not protecting Judge, it'd be Jazz protecting Judge. So for now, Grisham will remain in the leadoff spot. He's got to be better, but he's not in that same category of like Jazz and Wells are helpless at the plate right now. I don't feel that way about Grisham really whatsoever because he's still a competent at bat. But with that said, we do need results. So the offense is an issue right now. And, you know, part of that is because, and this gets us on to number three of the five biggest concerns right now, or just issues. Injuries are beginning to take their toll a little bit. So Jose Caballero is getting an MRI probably like right around as we speak right now. He was available off the bench, but he flew back to New York after the game to meet with Dr. Amati. An MRI on his hand, which he banged up sliding back in on a pickoff play. He doesn't believe it's an IL situation. He doesn't believe it's broken, but the Yankees do have a little bit of concern, and they're going to get that checked out. Hopefully he's all good, but nonetheless, that's now Caballero that, at least for probably at least again tonight's game, couple games where he misses because he's hurt. Jason Dominguez, we know, is out for a few weeks. That was a big blow. Rice is healthy now, but we missed him for a few games, and not to mention like the rust that comes from, you know, when a player returns from having a few days off. We saw that in Milwaukee with Rice. And while they're all minor, they're starting to take a toll a little bit, and especially with Caballero. I mean, he really lengthens out the lineup. With that said, I want to shout out Max Schumann. Max Schumann's done a decent job as like the, you know, little backup fill-in shortstop when he's played, but Caballero is a big part of the difference with this year's team and, you know, previous years, and something that we love about this team. And right now, at least as of this given moment, hopefully it's just, you know, a couple days, maybe just one more in today's game he won't play. But, you know, that's where we're feeling the absence of Jose Caballero. We're feeling the absence of Jason Dominguez. Ben Rice until yesterday was, you know, a few games really rusty coming back from that injury. Now this leads us into our next one, though, which is number four. Going off the injury thing, but it's sort of like we're starting to miss the presence of Giancarlo Stanton a little bit. And more so because I think losing Jason hurts. It didn't feel like the immediate impact because Jason was up. And even though Jason wasn't like wowing us or nothing, like it's still more of a presence in the DH spot than, to be honest, Spencer Jones has been. Now, it's very early in Jones's big league career, obviously. But, you know, now that we're going into four games played, and it's not just one series. You look at them yesterday, and it's, all right, you know, going to be patient, of course. Some more strikeouts, has a lot of strikeouts. I think it's, what, 6 and 12 plate appearances now. Jones doesn't feel like, as of this given moment, and maybe this is just like the fan watching, I'm not sure how opposing pitchers feel, but he doesn't feel like a threat, obviously, the way that Jason did, and more so talking about Stanton here. We're feeling the lack of his presence, and whether that just be his actual impact on the game. He obviously, you know, very more often than not comes through with a big hit and could have made a difference in a lot of these games, which a lot of these have been one-run games, which is, spoiler, our next reason, too. But some more on Stanton, like the actual impact he has in the game, but also just the lineup. I mean, Jazz was batting fifth last night. McMahon, who's been great and almost tied the game up last night, had an ofer, but the at-bats looked so much better. We've talked about his success over the last few weeks. I mean, he's hitting sixth. You have Jazz hitting fifth, McMahon hitting sixth. We do need Stanton back, and he's going through some testing today to see where he's at. Hopefully, if those, you know, if those all go well, the plan is for him to start ramping back up, and then maybe we'll see him possibly next week. We'll see. But, yeah, because of the loss of Stanton and then Jason Dominguez after that, we're starting to feel it a little bit. And while we're still in a much better spot injury-wise than we could be, knock on wood, I probably shouldn't have said that because we talked about injuries last week, how good we were doing, and I kind of jinxed it, so I apologize. But compared to the rest of the league, like, we're still in a, you know, we've had a fair, respectable amount of injuries, but nothing all that crazy. We could use Stanton back, though. We're missing him. We definitely are. And, again, hopefully it'll be next week because, yeah, as I mentioned, the next one, and here's number five, which to recap here, our five biggest concerns right now is, one, the bullpen is beginning to falter. Two, Jazz and Wells have looked lost at the plate. Injuries are starting to pile up. We're missing Giancarlo Stanton. And we're losing too many one-run games. Another one last night, now 3-9 after Monday's loss. And, you know, kind of because of everything we just discussed, but, like, the bullpen giving up leads, some road extra inning losses, which we talked about yesterday, where they're, like, the second worst team in baseball since the start of 2020 when it was implemented, where you had the extra inning runner. And on the road, the Incas have the second worst record in baseball in that span. They've been brutal. Some one-run losses in that regard. Certain guys, like we talked about with Jazz, not doing their job. Austin Wells, Trent Grisham does need to be better. And, you know, like, again, like, the bullpen's a big part of this, and we're going to continue to harp on it. We have to. But there's not much actually to be said there because it's a fact. It's a known fact. We knew it before the season to be an issue. And, you know, for a while, thanks to Brent Hedrick, thanks to Fernando Cruz, and there's still a lot of good pieces in this bullpen, but it was doing well for a bit, and I think we're still in a good spot with those guys. Like, I still trust Brent Hedrick. I still trust Cruz. And I even, for the most part, I trust David Bednar. I just do. But obviously with the vol, with the depth, everything we've already discussed, that is leading to an issue here where we're losing way too many one-run games. And I don't get worried about it long-term per se because of the fact of, yo, our lineup is not, like yesterday's lineup, like obviously no Stanton, no Caballero. Our lineup isn't where we want it to be. Not that it's an excuse to not score runs and like Jazz has to do his job running on third, not to keep picking on him. I mean, there's other guys that haven't capitalized either. But between that, between really just, yeah, like not capitalizing with the opportunities that we have had, and then knowing that the bullpen is so, like, I don't know. I don't want to say they're not bad, because some guys are really good, but very risky out there in the bullpen. We'll just put it like that. At the very least, we're not deep, and things have to go perfectly, it seems, for this bullpen to do its job, which sometimes they have. When you don't capitalize and get the runner in to make it what would have been a 3-0 game instead of 2-0, well, that ultimately costs us because the bullpen gave it up. And there's times to criticize the bullpen, and you could do that no matter what. Yesterday's not really going to be one of those cases because Hedrick's been so good, he's allowed to have a bad game. And then again, not to keep picking on Jazz, but like that was a very disappointing at bat yesterday where he had the runner on third and less than two outs and he struck out, and it was like a lifeless strikeout. Again, it's not just Jazz, but you know, he's supposed to produce. Austin Wells, at least you would hope, is supposed to produce, and he hasn't done that yet. And in the case of Jazz, it does get me thinking, and that wraps up our five biggest concerns. But to continue this conversation about Jazz, I think it's really time to get into get Amed Rosario back into the mix. And I think tonight that will almost certainly take place. I believe he'll start tonight against Trevor Rogers. And, you know, he's a lefty, of course. So I believe, and I can give you a lineup, what I have, I think tonight's 1-9 will be. But Rosario has been great. And he's a big part of what we've done success-wise to begin this season. He has an .816 OPS on this season, 5 homers, 14 RBIs, Rosario does. But more importantly, his OPS is above 800 against both lefties, which we know he rakes. That was his role, what we brought him here for. 800 OPS, above an 800 OPS against lefties. Also an 800 OPS above that against righties as well. He's been good against both lefties and righties. And knowing Jazz's struggles, while you would take a hit defensively, I want to see Jazz, not Jazz. I know Rosario will be in the lineup tonight because we're facing a lefty. I want him to be at second base tonight. Give Jazz a day. I'd rather have McMahon, the way he's looked at the plate, have him get at bats over Jazz against lefties right now. And just in general, whether it be lefties or not, I want to see Rosario get a little bit more run here. And, you know, it's been a minute since we've seen him get consistent playing time. And a lot of that is because of McMahon has started hitting. And we faced a lot of righty pitchers recently. Again, no matter what, Rosario will start tonight. That's certain. But, I like Rosario. And given the way things are working right now, or not working, like, you might as well switch it up a little bit and go into a guy that has an 816 OPS in the season and is a big part of, like, the clubhouse chemistry. And just, he's a very much more refreshing at bat compared to Jazz at the very least. And he's been obviously more productive. Downside is Jazz is a good defensive second baseman. Rosario, not great defensively second base. So hopefully, you know, he could still do his job. But, I would want to see Rosario back in there. And as for a potential lineup for tonight, I think you'll see Goldschmidt lead off at DH. I think Jones will sit. Here's what I have, 1-9 against Trevor Rogers. I would guess this. Goldschmidt, Rice, Judge, Bellinger, Rosario, Grisham, Schumann, McMahon, Escar. I think Wells will get the day off. He's been terrible against lefties. Again, could use a platoon, a righty bat instead of Escar to be able to go to here. But obviously for now, JC's the alternative. Nothing against him, but figure he'll probably get the start at catcher tonight. And then, Max Schumann probably starting at shortstop. Again, my lineup tonight, I would guess Goldschmidt, Rice, Judge, Bellinger, Rosario, Grisham, Schumann, McMahon, Escara against Trevor Rogers. Now, those are the negative things right now. And those are very much, again, right now, like, we're on a 4-game losing streak. And truly, I actually, like, I don't want to lose last night's game, obviously. And I was pissed for those in the watch party. That bugged me last night. But it actually, like, lessens the narrative about, oh, Yankees can't beat good teams. Like, no, right now, they just happen to catch Milwaukee while, you know, things aren't going well all of a sudden in terms of their play during the weekend, but that has continued now into Monday. It actually, believe it or not, makes me feel a little bit better because it's like, all right, well, we just swept the Orioles last week. Well, now we're not beating them either. So what's going on here? I think we're just in a little bit of a skid. Offensively, we're slumping. And again, everything we talked about, the bullpen is beginning to falter as well. So that's the negatives right now. We need Jazz to get going. Obviously, we need a bullpen arm in here. We need to start winning one-run games. And the way you start winning one-run games is capitalizing offensively when you can and getting a better performance out of the bullpen. So that, I think, we've covered by now. Those are my five, like, biggest concerns slash issues with the team during this 4-game losing streak. But let's move on to, we won't spend too much time on this, some positive takeaways from last night. And obviously, we got to talk Ryan Weathers, who carried a no-hitter until the 7th inning, 6 1/3 innings on the night, 2 earned runs, which, you know, they later came in on the go-ahead homer that Hedrick gave up, 9 strikeouts. He now has an even 3 ERA in 8 starts right now. We probably will spend more on Ryan Weathers in the future, but I do want to discuss this. Some other stats, by the way, 54 strikeouts and 45 innings pitched, a really good K per 9. And shout out to somebody in the watch party mentioned the idea of doing this. I wanted to spend more time, then we ended up losing the game, so kind of changed the way the show was going to roll. But, you know, there was many pitchers that I wanted this winter. Freddie Peralta was one of them. You guys know that I suggested, I was kind of pissed, and I was like, you got to give up certain guys that you want to lose. You should have traded Lombard for Peralta. And I kind of knew I was out of line when I said that, but just, you know, acknowledging when I am wrong, and I was certainly wrong in that case. I'm glad that deal didn't happen. Peralta's been good, but he was the best one of the options, and he has a 3.12 ERA. Weathers has had a 3-8 starts. Mackenzie Gore is another guy that we talked about possibly acquiring for this rotation. He has a 5.18 ERA. We just took it to him last week against Texas. Edward Cabrera, really good pitcher, has had some health concerns. I wanted him bad, and we had thought at the time of, like, right before the deal, he got sent to the Cubs, and I thought, and many of us Yankee fans did, we had heard that there was a deal in place for him to go to us in New York. Obviously didn't happen. I was bummed out about that. I did not look at Ryan Weathers as a guy to go out and get over these three, Peralta, Gore, and Cabrera. Well, with that said, he's been better than any of these alternatives that we could have gotten, and not to mention the return back to Miami. Well, certainly not cheap. We did go up a little bit of a haul to them. It would have been way more had we gotten Cabrera, Gore, or Peralta. So the Yankees in this case, they've taken a W. Absolutely. And, it remains to be seen what Weathers is going to be. So some might be saying, like, oh, well, it's too early to say it's automatically W. Well, what was Weathers' role to be brought in here to be? It was essentially to bridge until Rodon and Cole come back. Well, so far, at least 8 starts in, he has an even 3 ERA, and he's just been utterly terrific. And he was utterly terrific again last night. It's unfortunate how, you know, the game ended. Obviously not going to blame him. The pitching yesterday, I'm not going to get on all that much. Obviously nothing to do with Weathers. And again, with Hedrick, he's been so good. He can have a bad outing. Again, it was the offense that cost us yesterday's game, which is unfortunate. But it's a new day today, Chet. The sun is shining, at least so I believe. Yes, it is. The sun is shining. For the who's going to be Will Warren versus Trevor Rogers? Obviously looking for a bounce back from Will Warren as well. We'll touch more on tonight's game in a second. But some other positives real quick. Obviously, Ben Rice back in the homer column. Two-run shot yesterday. 13th home run of the year. Ties him with Alvarez. Ties him with Byron Buxton at 13. You got Murakami second. I'm talking American League. Second with, 15? And then Judge leads the AL with 16. Tied in all baseball with Schwarber. But anyways, that is good to see because Rice, not that you ever were worried about him like being able to find his stroke again, but that was part of the Milwaukee series that we, you know, lost all those games. A couple of them being one-run games is Ben Rice coming off the hand injury wasn't so much a factor. He's a little bit rusty, which was all good, but it was like, yo, I mean, a big difference with this team is how good Rice has been when he's not a factor, at least actual impact on like the box score, no matter what, like his place in the lineup and just his existence, similar to Stanton, will play a role in how the game unfolds. But good to see him get back in the homer column. Two-run shot yesterday, gave the Yankees a 2-0 lead. And yeah, good to have Ben Rice back to business. Also, just going to shout out again, Camilo Duvall. Like, I know this sounds ridiculous, but I get on him when he's bad. I'm going to acknowledge when he does a good job. Yesterday, he did do a good job. We had to maintain that, just what was a one-run deficit at the time. Obviously, the score stood. But, you know, had the McMahon homer actually, or the fly-out gone out, or, you know, extended another 5 feet and tied the game, that Camilo Duvall eighth inning would have been big. So credit where it's due. I mean, a scoreless eighth inning, I'll certainly take that. Hopefully it doesn't mean he's going to be asked tonight because that's often how it goes with Duvall, where he's good, bad, good. Well, like it's unfortunate with him. But he did a good job last night, so shout out to him. Credit where it's due. So, yeah, some positive takeaways from last night. Some other things. This wasn't last night, but Gerrit Cole, he hit 99 miles an hour in his latest rehab start. Now, this was a few days ago, but he went 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. He's up to 77 pitches now. And again, fastball hit 99 miles an hour by the outing's end. And no doubt about it, I don't have video up here, I apologize, but from everything we've heard and just watching and when I've seen clips, it's the best we've seen of Gerrit Cole rehab-wise so far. And I would guess we might be looking at 2 more rehab starts, yo. 2 more rehab starts before we see him get activated to the big league club. And with that, you're looking at, I mean, kind of on pace for what we expected, which is an end of May return. And, you know, last night very much with, not last night, excuse me, it was like a couple days ago, but hitting 99 with the fastball, 77 pitches he's up to now. And like scouts, everybody said like, he was really looking like Gerrit Cole in that outing. So he continues to be close to returning, probably 2 more rehab starts, maybe 3, but I would say 2 more rehab starts if I were to guess. Anyways, giveaway winner from yesterday is a shout out to Eric Russo. Eric, if you're tuning in, just if you have Instagram, you can. So there's another way you can do this, but you can hit me up on Instagram at Yankees Avenue and just be like, yo, it's Eric. I won the giveaway. And we'll get it all situated with your size, shirt size, and shipping address. Or I also have my email, dan@yankeesavenue.com. You can reach out to me that way as well if you don't have Instagram. Either or, dan@yankeesavenue.com might even be the better way to go. Just dan@yankeesavenue.com. So hit me up, Eric. You win the giveaway. And, we'll do another one today. So as I mentioned, just drop any Yankee-related comment. Can be negative, can be positive. Give me some nuance, though. Like, I don't want to just be like, oh, Yankees stink, June Swoon, here we go, blah, blah, blah. Or even on the flip, like, Yankees are fine, like, we win, but, like, I want to talk some ball, you know what I'm saying? So, like, any Yankee-related comment, just drop that down below, and you'll be entered in the random comment generator giveaway. But, yeah, tonight's game, Will Warren versus Trevor Rogers, as we mentioned. Warren looking to bounce back after really his first, like, legitimate clunker of the year last time out. And, yeah, I don't, like, worry too much about Warren going into tonight's start, but the reason I would is because, you know, just in general, I'm a little bit on edge with this team. Not even this team, just, like, you lose 4 in a row. Like, I don't want this to snowball, and it very well could, given what sport we're playing, which is baseball. And also, again, I understand, like, Yankee fans are probably waiting for the shoe to drop a little bit, and that concerns me a little bit. Like, I don't like when, you know, everybody starts panicking, unless it's for a good reason. I don't think there's good reason to be panicked at all right now. But some concerns, everything we just mentioned, the bullpen being one of them, like there are some issues that have to be fixed. And I don't want those issues to continue into tonight. I want the bullpen to do its job. And they're capable of doing that. We've seen that many times. And as for the offense, same deal. But like certain guys got to come through when needed. And that goes for everybody, not just Jazz, not just Wells, Grisham too. Like, I mean, Judge has been fine. But like whoever it is that comes up with a runner on third base less than 2 outs, like get the run in. Get the run in. That's what I want to happen. I don't care who it is. Obviously, this doesn't really need to be said, but you know that's ultimately a big reason why we lost yesterday's game. You know, and it goes way past just Jazz. Like, there's been times over the last week or so where, you know, I hate the lines of, oh, it's 2020. What do people say? Like 2023 Yankees all over again, or 2025 Yankees all over again. Like, it's very cliche and corny line. And there's not much real actual substance that you say there when you do say that. But I will say, like, since the Milwaukee series, like the sloppy baseball has picked up a little bit. Not so much yesterday. But like whether it be just, you know, there have been a couple defensive mistakes since the start of the Brewers series, or lack of capitalizing with runners in scoring position, things along those lines that are certainly not ideal. And it doesn't mean it'll continue. I don't think it'll continue at all, but ideally that ends tonight and we just get back on track, because the Rays now 2-game lead in the American League East. They'll continue their series against the Blue Jays tonight, I believe. Let me double check actually and make sure that's not a wraparound. But yeah, let's see here. Our game, by the way, 6:35 first pitch. Again, it is on YES. Our watch party will start at 6:30. Yeah, so the Rays play the Blue Jays tonight. It'll be Shane McClanahan versus Patrick Corbin for the Blue Jays. Jesus Christ. So anyways, let's just do our job. Let's do our job, take care of business tonight, and win this game. That is going to do it for this episode, chat. I don't like this episode being so quick, but the transparency. We're recording baseball today hella early today. We're going at 10 a.m. Eastern time, so I got to get to prepping. But tomorrow, obviously, we'll be back. We'll do a longer episode. They're probably always going to be at least like 35 to 40 minutes. This one's a little bit quicker, so I apologize for that. But I can't keep Chris Rose waiting. That's a recipe for disaster, let me tell you. He's got a flight to catch, and you don't want to make Rose late. So going to get out of here. But yo, losses happen. First little skid is upon us. We had to handle this with, I was going to say with class. Not even that, just more so. Don't panic. Don't panic. Panic when you can. This team often gives you a reason to panic. But no sense doing it prematurely, because if you're going to do it, you're going to have the chance to do it anyways. For now, let's just chill. We're all good. Losses happen. Losing streak happen. Losing streaks happen. Four in a row. Let's end that tonight. Get back on track. Will Warren versus Trevor Rogers in Baltimore. 6:35 first pitch. This has been another episode of the Morning Yankee Show, chat. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you all live tonight for the watch party at 6:30. If you're not there, I'll see you tomorrow morning here again for the Wednesday episode of the Morning Yankee Show. Click like on the stream. Available on Spotify, podcast, all this and that. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, and I'll see you guys later. In the meantime, let's go Yanks.